BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The UN Special Envoy to Syria has warned that unless the country gets urgent support, it could be plunged back into conflict. Geir Pedersen told the UN Security Council that the war there has not ended, despite the departure of former President Assad. Mr. Pedersen said sanctions should be lifted to enable its reconstruction.
Concrete movement on an inclusive political transition will be key in ensuring Syria receives the economic support it needs. There is clear international willingness to engage. The needs are immense and could only be addressed with broad support, including a smooth end to sanctions, appropriate action on designations too, and full reconstruction.
The US State Department says it's cautiously optimistic that a deal to end the fighting in Gaza and secure the release of Israeli hostages is within reach. Spokesman Matthew Miller said negotiators should be able to bridge the disagreements between Israel and Hamas. All previous attempts have collapsed. The Kremlin has called the assassination of a Russian general in Moscow an act of terrorism and said it will take revenge. Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was killed by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside an apartment building. Dmitry Medvedev is deputy chairman of the Russian Security Council.
In any case, law enforcement agencies must find the killers in Russia and everything must be done to destroy the paymasters in Kyiv. The paymasters are also known. This is the military political leadership of Ukraine.
Ukraine's security services said they carried out the assassination and described General Kirillov as a legitimate target. Kyiv and its Western allies had accused him of ordering the use of chemical weapons in Ukraine, something Russia denies. It's feared many hundreds of people may have died after a cyclone devastated the French Indian Ocean island of Mayotte over the weekend. A surgeon said the emergency department at its hospital had seen worryingly few patients, given the scale of the destruction. Here's Ian McWilliam.
The authorities in Mayotte put the official death toll from Cyclone Chido at 22, with 1,300 injured. But it's feared that many hundreds may have died. Mayotte is an overseas department of the French Republic. Estelle Youssefa, a parliamentarian representing a Mayotte constituency, has told the BBC she's concerned about reports that many people had disappeared in the island's crowded shanty towns, where most homes were flattened by wind and mudslides. The island's population is officially about 300,000, but there could be up to 200,000 more illegal immigrants living in these shanty towns, many from the nearby island nation of Comoros.
BBC News. Apple has told the Reuters news agency that it strongly disputes allegations that it uses so-called conflict minerals in its products. The tech giant's statement came after the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo filed criminal complaints against Apple subsidiaries in France and Belgium, accusing them of trading in minerals illegally mined in areas wracked by armed conflict. The US government has agreed to pay out $115 million to settle lawsuits brought by more than 100 women who were mistreated and sexually abused at a prison. The federal correctional institution in Dublin, California, was closed at the beginning of this month. It was internally known as the Rape Club due to years of documented widespread abuse of women inmates by staff. A former Archbishop of Canterbury has quit the Church of England in the wake of revelations he'd helped an alleged child abuser to return to the priesthood. Here's our religion editor, Aline McBull.
After allegations of sexual assault against teenage girls in the late 1980s, a priest named David Tudor was banned by the church for 5 years. But the BBC investigation revealed George Carey, then Archbishop of Canterbury, not only advocated for his return, but also agreed to have Tudor's name removed from a list of clergy that had been disciplined. A spokesman for Lord Carey, who's now 89, has confirmed that he's given up ministry and left the church as a direct result of the investigation.
The American TV channel CNN has said a man it filmed being released from a Syrian prison who claimed to be a civilian was in fact an intelligence officer with the deposed Assad regime. CNN now says that residents have identified him as an Air Force intelligence officer with a reputation for extortion and harassment. BBC News.